When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now my man Arlex put me on the scud.
I'll save this one because I think we're going to get back into
Heart of Ice.
But yeah, we are going to start doing a commentary again, switching out of X-Men to get into Batman. And originally chose this one, as Melvin said, what Mr. Freeze was his favorite
his
character.
Number one, yeah.
It is insane if you guys have seen this episode before. I'm sure you have.
I'm sure, yeah. It's been a long time.
How much this episode actually shaped Mr. Freeze's character in the comic books going forward.
Really? Okay.
This was, I believe this one actually was nominated or won an Emmy for the episode. It's just insanely good.
What influence did this episode have on Arnold Schwarzenegger's character?
Not enough.
Chill out.
Chill out.
I feel like it
could
be a lot
of... What killed the dinosaurs? Do you know what it is?
The Ice Age.
The Ice Age.
But now we are starting off with one of my favorite Batman, the animated series episodes, Heart of Ice. Basically, the new origin of Mr. Freeze.
And it did win the Emmy.
It did win.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, it was very good.
All right, here we go.
I actually cheated and watched this again beforehand.
Oh, I haven't watched it in so long. Any of these.
You're going to recognize a voice of one of the guys.
Ooh.
Let me know who you think it is. It should be up there. But it's a great opening. The theme song up there, but I still think X-Men.
X-Men theme song for sure better, but this is really good.
Yeah, I remember. This is my favorite Batmobile, too, when I was a kid.
Yeah. Squint in the eyes.
R.I.P. Kevin Conroy. He died this year or last year? It was this year, right? Or well...
2023, yeah. Yep, I believe so.
Ugh.
Yeah, we're four episodes in, right? This is episode four of season one of Batman the Animated Series, which is crazy.
Yeah.
1992.
Heart of Ice.
How old were you in 92?
Six.
10. Yeah, I was born in 82.
Okay.
Oh, I remember this beginning for sure.
Mm-hmm. As I said, this is the one that gave him an actual origin story with Nora before he was just a villain of the week who
really?
Was a scientist that just was caught in a cold accident. And
in the comics and everything. None of this Nora stuff existed before this episode. Wow.
Well, it's funny how much the animated series has shaped modern Batman. Harley Quinn first appeared in the animated series, was not even a character in the books before
this. No shit.
A freezing gun. I wonder what that does.
Where's Mr. Freeze from, actually?
Antarctica?
He's in America?
No, I don't know.
Yeah, I have no idea. I assume he's from Gotham. All right, there's a that woman was just rubbing her forehead with a handkerchief as if she was sweating.
What's he saying? I'm guessing it's summertime because those kids are in their
swimwear,
but out there throwing snowballs.
Because of Mr. Freeze, he froze everything.
Keys clacking, flipping the switches.
Little toggle switches.
I want a Batcave.
Batcave might be my preference of all of the...
Yeah. You know how many times I've thought about just putting a secret door over a room in my house, like a sliding bookcase.
Oh, I think about it all the time. I work in some houses that they do that. It's amazing. Yes.
I've seen some of the kids that come out. Like, I'm going to do it one of these days.
It's not hard. I've seen the guys do it.
combine into a massive weapon. Oh,
that's a very fancy computer Batman had in 1992. Ray tracing or...
I'd say my one-bedroom condo is basically a bat cave. Like, it's not very inviting to the average person.
Okay, but you do have cars and motorcycles and planes?
I have all the things to service those things.
That's perfect. Go upstairs.
I do not have a dinner table, okay. But I do have a workbench.
That is acceptable in my eyes.
God, I miss being single.
God, yes.
Just kidding.
JK, LOL.
Nah, my wife doesn't listen to this shit.
Well, that's true, yeah. Hannah's definitely never going to listen
to
this.
You fucking nerds. You doing your nerdcast tonight? Yep.
Sure are. Thanks for asking.
Not bitching about you, Chels.
Oh, his voice is so great in this show, too.
Oh, yeah. Zap.
Zap and just freezing the road. Being
watch
all ice man
that
about
ice.
It. That's it.
We'll get you. Oop, grappling hook around the telephone
there
pole.
We go.
Sliding out. Oof. Turn into the skid, Batman.
I wonder if that reduces his insurance amount.
What, having the grappling
like
hook?
That.
He might.
Yeah.
Oh, how would he get an insurance policy? Can I see your license? It's just Batman.
It's just Batman. But he had $7 trillion or something, so he doesn't need the insurance policy. Ooh, they freeze the door.
And ram right through it.
Very smart. I've seen movies.
Weird truck.
If you make something very cold, it's actually easier to break through.
Mm. That's what, yeah, exactly.
Science.
And if burn notice is true, you can do that with turning a... computer duster
computer
upside
duster
down
upside
and spraying
down.
It.
Have you never done that? Have you never turned one upside down, sprayed it on your friends, and watched them jump? It's hilarious.
Nah, we just use tasers.
Ah, tasers works too.
Nope, freezing up the room. Are you done? Ah, his voice is great.
Yeah.
Just so cold.
Ooh, ah. There's the bats.
Sweep the leg. Ooh, sweep three legs. Jesus.
That was
circle.
Pretty impressive.
That was
some serious momentum for Barry. Yeah. Oh, Mr. Freeze.
You think the first resistance of that first leg would stop you?
Yeah, I would.
Nope.
I would think that.
Went through two other legs in a full circle.
Yeah,
ooh, he froze the batarang.
Oh, midair.
Shit. I like that part, though, because he's showing it. This is where they humanize him, because he's not really a villain. He wants revenge.
Right.
He gave Batman the out. He's not just attacking for no reason.
Yes. He's just going to let him go.
Yep. Oh, that guy's legs
bastard.
Are done.
Yeah.
Zap.
Frostbite's not a joke, Mr. Freeze.
I mean when he's freezing stuff, it basically is turning to glass afterwards.
Yeah.
So that guy definitely, his legs would fall off of his body.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's like what's the dry ice kind of...
Yeah.
Does that happen? That better happen.
It should
leaving.
Happen. They're going to leave
not
him, though, so we're never going to find out.
Y7 cartoon, but... Oh, shit, he's
but
leaving him there?
Oh, yeah, he's going to leave the guy whose legs he just froze.
That's
and now
cold.
All his friends are leaving.
Knee slapper.
Please, man.
Oh, but they do. They leave him. He asked.
Yep.
Shut the door in his face. Oh, let him drag his legs.
Yeah, it doesn't even look like he's got pants on, which is hilarious.
God, that cape must be thermal.
Oh.
Batman stays back to save the guy with possibly no legs in the near future.
You got him.
Instead of going after the villain. I don't know. I feel like Superman would be the one to stop and save Batman.
Yeah, Batman might keep going. Escalator in the Batcave. I don't remember that.
He's got him in a back-to-tank, like in fucking Empire Strikes Back.
Which is pretty serious. Like, this guy's, he's not in good shape with
he's
the legs.
Gotta give him some blue milk.
They're not making light of it. It's not just like, here, let me chip this ice off.
No, you're right. He is messed up.
Heart monitor, breathing tubes.
Yeah, he's in like a Luke Skywalker healing tank.
They're going to Frankenstein
him.
Yes.
Let's bring him to a slight boil.
That's actually Kool-Aid he's in.
Oh, yeah!
Oh, his legs are still frozen in there.
Oh, no.
So they're not
fix
even...
that fucking wall before my dad gets home. Little Dane Cook shout out.
Absolutely.
Wonder how he's doing.
Not bad. He's got a TikTok channel. I think he does a lot of video games. Or...
Oh, there we go. Oh, all right. Ice came off.
Legs went back to normal. Hey, didn't lose him.
Hot chemical bath. Ooh. Oh, no. God Batman bless you, sneezed.
Batman. He's like, got other colds to worry about.
Oh, Batman, you sound so sick.
Recognize the voice?
Who is it?
Listen.
I'm not sure, no. It does sound familiar for
right,
sure.
Don't
but...
tell me.
You're literally just talking about him.
I'm guessing he is much younger, right, than the than his,
we were
his
talking about him today.
Salt
was
pepper hair goes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hmm.
Give you a hint. He does another voice in this show.
It's not Mark Hamill, is it?
Yes, it is.
Oh, shit.
Yep. Luke Skywalker, the Joker, playing another villain.
Yeah.
Now, who is this?
That's the guy that Mr. Freeze is after. The corporate evil doer.
Corpo villain.
Yeah. Evil doer, corpo villain. It's good. It's
They're
good
the
term.
Real villains.
Yeah.
Not the people freezing the city roads. The people who don't, it's the people who don't fix the potholes after.
Yeah. Oh, no. I'd have to say 100% on that one. Goddamn raising my toll booths and giving me tickets and I can't drive down the street without making three lefts to get around one lane highway.
Goth Corp. This guy looks like a villain for sure.
He's got really big eyes.
Big giant blue eyes that I can get lost in, and that's how I know he's bad.
Ooh. He just fucking destroyed that TV.
Did. Yeah, I like that they made his voice sound like a, you know, a 1930s, 1920s radio announcer, like one of the old serial dramas.
Who said this? Warm wishes?
Warm wishes.
Oh. Like they just made him cold. They took every emotion out of him. Like, he's got no emotions. Just
yeah.
Flat, monotone voice.
Yes. All right. So there was a cover-up, and that's...
Was he just looking at, like, microfilm on his supercomputer?
Probably.
Like you do at a library when you look at an old newspaper? Enhance.
Oh, and then Alfred's hooking up Batman with some chicken soup. Classic. What a good man.
It's good for the soul.
Yes.
Penthouse. Whoa, it's not that kind of show, guys.
Oh, yeah. 1992 was all that kind of show. You ever seen Rocco's Modern Life? That dude worked for a sex line.
Nah, he's too busy trying to get the fuzzy channel to come in for
That's true, for the Playboy channel.
Little Adam and Eve.
Little Adam and Eve.
You talking about Channel 99, the Spice Network?
Oh, yes.
That's every, a titty. Like, that's a titty.
Every 4 weeks, you'd get to see a nipple if it
just one,
tuned
just
in
one.
Right.
What a time to be alive.
Yeah. Now there's nipples everywhere.
Yep. You just reach in my pocket.
Just
I'm not talking about my phone. I actually killed a hooker last week and have her nipple in my
pocket.
Oh,
that's awesome. I just rip off anybody's that I see.
Ow. Oh, something's top secret.
Ooh.
In an unlocked filing cabinet.
Yeah. Batman much less sneaky at this point. Like, you don't see him skulking in shadows. Just a little dark, and he's walking around. Ooh, Mr. Freeze's wife, too hot for him.
That's a terminal diagnosis. He's putting in a videotape.
Ooh, a VHS. We talked about those earlier, too.
Better rewind. Victor Fries?
Mr. Fries.
He's a little hefty there, too.
Mm-hmm. He is. He's lost some weight since he got frozen.
It actually makes sense. Was it calories is just energy, right? It's just heat.
Calories is energy.
That's why they say
an
ice
don't
bath
have to use
is good
any.
For it. So if you're freezing away, all right. Ow, this show's deep for a cartoon.
Oh, and then there's the guy coming in.
Corpo.
$3 million's all he spent on figuring out how to legitimately freeze people to possibly heal them later.
Mine.
Sound a little Nazi-ish there, bro.
No, not nine.
Oh, shit,
going for the
Baker
gun.
Freeze, pulling guns.
God damn.
Got a security.
That's not a freeze ray.
No.
That'll put a hole in the guy, dude.
With my freeze ray, I will stop.
Oh,
kicks him into the chemicals.
Kicked him in the chest.
Uh-oh, and then there's snowflakes falling.
What a bitch. Oh, please don't shoot me. Put the gun down. Crack. Yeah.
Mother of God.
Oh, shit. Freezes behind him. Watching. Always watching.
Watching. Always watching. Much slimmer waist.
If I only had tears to shed. Ooh. His body's too cold. He can't make tears?
I guess so. Or he's got no liquid left in his body. It's all solid now. Some crazy shit like that.
Well, that's his blood pump.
Maybe he doesn't have blood anymore.
Maybe that's what the suit's for.
That could be.
Got him hanging upside down like a bat.
Classic.
That's so many Star Wars episodes. Like, this is Return of the Jedi.
Yeah.
He's in the healing
Empire
tank.
Empire Strikes Back.
Strikes Back. Hanging
Wampa
upside
Wampa,
down.
Wampa, right? Wampa Cave or something.
He's going to give the rock on symbols and pull a lightsaber out of the snow. Where's Dak?
A detective to the last.
Oh, he's got his utility belt. You ain't getting out of shit.
Uh-oh.
So I guess this is too early for Robin, huh? This season?
Yeah, I think so.
Was there only 3 seasons of Batman the Animated Series? Is that what I
saw
at the beginning?
Yeah, but like 40 episodes a season. This is back when they actually made shows last longer than 4 hours a year.
Yeah.
I'm looking at you, Rick and Morty.
Which is crazy because they probably individually drew every frame of the show.
Yeah.
And now they don't have to do this and that and make far less.
I couldn't work for Mr. Freeze. I don't like being cold.
I agree with that.
Are those hand warmers in your pocket, Dave?
I need a more tropical villain to hang out with.
Ooh. Mr. Margaritaville?
Yeah.
Are you wasting away again?
I distinctly think you mean Pina Coladaberg. Could name that movie.
Motherfucker. Son of a bitch.
Where's Mr. 70 and Sonny? That's why.
Constantly.
She introduced Chelsea to that movie the other day.
Did you really? Yeah. That's awesome.
What movie?
Was that Club Dread?
Club Dread,
Broken Lizards.
I was going to say Broken Lizard, the Super Trooper guys.
Yep. So good.
It is.
I will have to say, though, Slammin' Salmon's grown on me a lot.
I have not seen Slammin' Salmon in probably 10 plus years. I don't remember. I have to watch it again.
Oh, but Batman Freeze. Sorry. Batman. It wouldn't be an episode of Comedy Speaking if we didn't go off topic.
No, that's true.
For 90% of the time.
But now here we are. It is a rocket-looking device. It's actually one big gun.
Cocket-looking device. It's just a big Johnson.
Oh, there it goes. It's boiling up, guys. Getting excited.
Ooh. Raising the mast.
Oh, shit.
Speaking of spice now. Oh, yeah.
All right, that's better. Freezing the whole building.
I'm going to sleep.
Need a towel.
Oh, Batman's leg is cold. Or he's got a Charlie horse. Oh, shit, that ice is fucking following him.
Yes, it is.
Jesus Christ.
Surrounding the entire building in ice. So not only is it a giant gun, it is a gun that you can kind of direct where you want the ice to go, even though you're shooting it in just one
bullets.
Position. Yeah.
You think he is Angelina Jolie?
Yes. Oof. Ooh, is the ice going to break through the windows?
The artist in this was amazing, too. Like, he drew the classy. Like, the villains have that distinctive, like, copper villain feel. Like, the old detective villains.
I can see that.
The the chicks all have that like 50s hairstyle and the
oh yeah, absolutely. Makeup. Like, Gotham is meant to be like the raging 40s, raging 20s, raging 20s.
Flappers.
Flapper girls.
Doll face.
Hey, that doll face.
They need to bring back those so-called derogatory terms.
We can. We can do it right
now. It wouldn't be derogatory these days.
No. It's much better than what's said now.
Yeah.
Can you provide an example?
Yeah, flapper.
That was
doll
dame.
Face.
That was actually
dame. Oh, dame's a great one.
Sick.
That was incredibly cool, yes. Yeah. Mr. Freeze hit a water fire hydrant and then froze it to ride it up.
He's fucking surfing like Iceman.
Yeah,
like a lot
of Drake
Iceman over here.
Yeah. Ooh, he recognizes him. The guy who fired him once turned him into Mr. Freeze.
Boyle.
You don't know who he is? You froze a guy to death once, but you can't guess that's who's here.
You remember Spartan kicking me into my science table?
You can calm it down, Leonidas.
Now that you mention it, I think I'm bleeding inside my chest.
Oof. I get frozen up to the waist.
Yeah.
I'm talking about shrinkage.
I hope he kills that person, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he deserves it. That's why I could never be a superhero. I'd be like, oh, fucking kill that dude.
Yeah.
Walk in just in time. Oh, no, they got him.
Oh, there he goes. Nope. Batman.
He just kicked him in the chest again.
Dude stays getting kicked in the chest, but he also, Mr. Freeze has a pretty serious suit on. I don't know how you're making contact ever.
So he triple swept through three guys, but couldn't punch through his snow globe helmet.
I'm saying that the suit's serious.
Yeah.
Oh, triples the strength.
Oh, shit. Ooh. Swing and a miss.
Very slow kicks and punches, though, for Mr. Freeze.
You see those little legs kicking?
Oh, and then busting out the chicken noodle soup.
Oof.
Which Alfred said it was the only thing that defeats a cold was chicken noodle soup.
Yeah.
Is that what that is?
That is. Yeah.
That quick change in temperature shattered the glass.
That was,
I mean, he's been running around with that soup for like an hour in like a very cold city.
They didn't even have Yetis back then. Like, how do you keep it the temperature?
No, you just have to. You have to count on the thermos.
His bat utility belt's got a microwave
prop
in that left pouch.
Oh. So is Nora around somewhere still?
And she's still.
Still
frozen,
in the frozenness.
I like that. Good night, humanitarian.
Humanitarian.
I thought he was gonna like help that guy, and is making him look like a capitalist pig.
Right.
But
oh, he did. He gave him the videotape to show him.
So that guy's going to jail now.
Oh yeah,
I guess.
Yeah.
Straight up, try to murder that guy's wife.
You've kicked your last scientist.
Nah, I feel like the person he goes to is white collar. It's filled with nerds. Be kicking scientists all day long.
Yeah.
Just Arkham?
Yep.
This is Arkham.
Pan out.
He's the only one with his lights
Batman
on.
Batman, shadow staring over, watching it snow in his
admiring
cell.
His work.
Yeah.
And then off into the
moon. Yeah, I did that.
Moon.
Classic episode. You're not wrong.
Yeah, it was good.
This show is so well done. This is by
far. We didn't
far
know what we had. We didn't know what we
top
had in the 90s.
Yeah.
And Danny Elfman did the music? Is that what that just said?
Yep.
That's ridiculous.
Well, it said theme from Danny Elfman, and they're just using the Batman theme.
Yeah,
that he
fair
wrote
enough. Yeah, I guess he didn't write a new one for this. That's a good point.
We'd get done that and be like, yeah, that was okay. Put on Ren and Stimpy.
Oh, Ren and Stimpy.
That one's all right, I guess.
Yeah.
So I did read two fun facts while you guys were watching.
Oh, shoot.
All right.
So first of all, to answer the Mark Hamill situation, that was supposed to be it for Mark Hamill.
Just Mr. Freeze.
Was just this Mr. Freeze episode, but then the original person cast for the Joker dropped out, so they slotted him in. Do you know who was the original person cast to voice Joker on this series?
No.
No. No
Tim Curry.
Whoa. Oh, that would have been pretty great.
That would have been a good
Joker.
Yeah,
I'd love me some Tim Curry.
And then the other fact I read was that this episode had a slightly different ending that the creators of the animated series, when asked if they would ever change anything, the one thing they said they would change was that they would go back and put the ending that they originally wanted, which was that Mr. Freeze would start crying, but the tears would be freezing on his face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, why would you not do that? That's such a good move. Like, did you guys do New Adventures of Batman and Superman too, or is that what it was called?
I was big on Batman Beyond. That was
Batman
my
Beyond
show.
Was my
Batman
jam.
Beyond was
yes.
incredible.
Interestingly enough, about the freezing tears, they did do that with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah,
they did.
It said that on the wiki. It was like, interestingly enough, that's one of the only things that they carried into the Batman and Robin movie.
We got to make up for this. We're going to do it in the worst Batman movie ever made.
We need nipples and frozen tears. That's what we need, guys. And the leash is silver.
Was that also one of the regrets? Like, we wish we would have put nipples on Batman. That's
been regretting that for years.
So you know how easy it is to draw a nipple in a cartoon?
Boop. I have nipples. Could you milk me? Yeah. No, I do like it. I'm certainly down to watch more Batman the Animated Series.
I was going
to
say, that was going to be my question. You guys going to move forward with some more Batman Animated Series, you think?
Well, that's what I started was asking, all right, give me your favorite villains, and just finding the best episodes for, per villain.
And of course, the person who picked this, no-showed.
Yeah, yep. No-showed.
That's when he said Mr. Freeze. I was like, you know, I didn't even think of this episode until he said that. I was like, yes. Next one.
Yeah, I am down for it. Well, we're not rewatching it, Melvin. It's your fault for missing it.
Yeah.
Sorry,
have fun in Nashville,
bro.
Yeah. Oh, it's a funeral? Sorry.
It is a funeral.
Sorry for your loss. Did I know the person?
No.
No, give a shit then.
Nobody any of us knew. Yeah. I'm down. They didn't really make or did they? Did they make like a Justice League or a Flash, Green Lantern, any of those?
I'm sure there were crossover episodes.
Yeah, but not like regularly airing show like Batman, Superman, Batman Beyond.
A few, but they didn't last as long.
Okay. Old Spider-Man, obviously, which I was
like
to watch.
Like the Iron Man cartoon, which lasted like 2 seasons. Cause
I didn't even know that existed.
Yeah,
okay.
Was out there.
The old days.
And I think... Who said Ra's al Ghul?
Ra's al Ghul was me.
Yeah, I think we'll find his episode next. I remember that one being good.
Okay, I'm down. Let's
revisit the Talia love story while we get ready for Snyder's DCU.
Yeah, coming in hot.
Hopefully.
But I like that.
He's back on track.
What about you, Sid?
Who's your favorite Batman villain?
Well, I mean, generically, I enjoy the Joker. But,
sure.
But, outside of that, I think from the cartoon perspective, I like Two-Face. I feel like he just like shot guns a lot. Like he was just, that was his answer. I'm just gonna shoot this gun at Batman. You know, I don't know.
Best Two-Face
Best Two-Faced actor. Oh,
it's obviously Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah, he did it well. He did it like
he did
it
as the Joker. He did not play Two-Face.
Okay.
He was just Joker that happened to have two faces.
That is accurate. Yes. But I don't hate it.
He had the energy. Yeah. He had a good energy. Yeah.
He had energy, that's for sure.
I don't know. I guess his Two-Face at its core, he's supposed to kind of vary. Like sometimes he's chilling.
That's true,
and then he
right?
goes off.
Well,
he's
opposites. He's split personality. Right? Yeah. He's two people inside the head, and one's the DA, Harvey Dent,
right.
who's the good and truth and justice and wants to fight crime. But splintered into the exact opposite. Mm-hmm. So the two sides basically found their balance by just letting chance decide, which is that coin flip.
So, but like, so once he becomes a villain, like once he becomes deformed and he's a villain, is he kind of always fired up now? Or does he still have these like lulls in his villain?
Yeah, he's basically as neutral as you can get. Like that's what Greg was just saying. Like it's all about the coin flip.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll let someone go, and that's Harvey Dent winning that argument. Mm-hmm. Or he lets him
or
die.
The scratched
and
out
face
comes
yeah.
up,
yeah.
and like Two Face puts a hole in it.
Yeah.
In Dark Knight, he kind of had like a Tourette's thing happen, and he was still like.
Dark Knight took it in a different route. They kind of more went for the villain as opposed to just.
Yeah. Once he changed over, he was just bad.
Mm.
But he still had like he was like having like outbursts where he would like yell or something or raise his volume. But so you're saying in the show, like if we're watching the cartoon, we're in the comics. What his low was it like a melancholy type thing?
It all depends on the writer, but my favorite ones are the ones where they actually more humanize him. Mm. Forget the
that is usually a much better villain.
Yeah, I mean, I was gonna say
like had you we all sat around and watched you know the Long Halloween.
Yeah,
They had a great Two-Face episode.
Well, when Batman the Animated Series came on, for whatever reason, I was not like big on the animation style as a kid. I liked the more cartoonish looking stuff as a kid. So this would come on and be like, eh. But the one character I'd always watch to see if it was this villain, I love how Clayface is animated.
Oh my god!
In this series, like anytime it was a Clayface episode, I was like, all right, I'll stick around.
That was the next two. Yeah.
And now Harley Quinn, like, it's not ruined Clayface for me, but all I can now hear is his thespian voice. Have you guys watched Harley Quinn on HBO?
No.
I'll do yourself a favor and go watch it.
Okay, I'm down.
Make
I've
sure
seen
Aiden's
clips
a bed.
Clips, but okay, I've heard that also.
It is hilarious. Is it, what's his, is Alan Tudyk? How do you pronounce his last name?
He's Alan Tudyk.
He does Clayface.
Does he really?
And he plays him as a gay theater actor. And he's just like, yes.
Dude, I love that, dude. Everything from Firefly
hilarious.
To, you know, I haven't seen the new show
so
where he's
good.
A doctor alien.
I saw the first season. It was good.
Yeah. But it was good. Yeah,
no,
I like him.
I think we'll follow up this one with...
He was also the chicken in Moana.
Yeah, I was going to say, I like when he's just the voice of random animals.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. So I want to go back and look at it, because when you said Joker, too, another one of the better episodes was the Almost Got Him episode. Do you remember that one? Where
no.
All the villains are telling their story about how they almost got Batman.
Ooh, that sounds like
a
fun one.
It's good. It's one of the top ones. And I'll watch that one and the Ra's al Ghul one to see which ones play out. But I think Almost Got Him might be the classic next one to do.
Okay, yeah. Almost Got Him sounds like I assume there's a bunch of everybody. Like, that's the whole point,
it's
right?
All the villains telling their stories. The Joker tells it, and Two-Face tells it. And
Penguin, probably, the whole...
Maybe the Riddler.
And how do these guys get together? Like, at some point, somebody's got to be in jail. You know, they're just having a...
Maybe they're doing it
out.
In jail.
Freeze is in jail.
Freeze is in jail at that time.
Mr.
Or Clayface
Freeze.
Is in jail as the villain in a different one.
And now, otherwise, are these guys pretty much just... Why does Gotham have all the luck? Why is this like, this city, we're fucking up this city.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing.
It's the... Put that monorail in.
Yeah, the monorail did it.
Fucked everybody up.
The monorail
took jobs
did it.
Out of the city. Went
took jobs
drugs
out.
Drugs and crime. Killing Batman's parents for pearls to sell for crack.
Pearls.
Oh, man.
Yeah. But yeah, I like that plan.
But... On that note, guys, I think that is it. I'll do a nice quick wrap up this one and then come back hopefully full steam. We did get our pseudo Asian guy in, so we're not just a bunch of hetero white guys getting canceled. So
thanks,
we
man.
Get a little no,
it's
no.
It's only a matter of time.
Only a matter of time.
Only a matter of time. Irredeemable, incorruptible, invincible. I was in the comic books and watching cartoons. Justice League, Europe, and the Invincible. I was in the comic books and watching cartoons. Straight toasters, stilt man, gravity. I was in the comic books and watching cartoons. Grimjack, Concrete, Avengers Academy. I read comics and books, yeah, Marvel. Now my man Arlex put me on the scud. That kid's comic is made with blood. And Squadron Supreme had...